Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most manufacturing companies, especially larger ones, employ or contract with safety professionals to keep their operations safe for their employees and to comply with government safety regulations, of course, and inspections. It's an old-fashioned industry that we've learned recently is also employing the latest technology. Nathan Bennett is Vice President of Technology at one of these safety companies, Life and Safety Consultants, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
All right. Well, Life and Safety was founded in 1997 by Don Snezaski, our still current president. He was a former South Carolina OSHA inspector who decided to go private with his business to help companies maintain compliance instead of coming in after the fact and giving them some fines. Decided to go and give them recommendations on how to maintain their policies, procedures, training, all of that stuff that's required by OSHA and other regulatory agencies. And we've been doing the same basic thing since then, so 23 years now. And have added a number of other areas to our business other than just OSHA compliance, but that is the bulk of what we do.
Well, walk us through the industry basics here with OSHA compliance. And for those not familiar with that acronym, what does OSHA stand for?
OSHA, or OSHA, depending on what part of the country you come from, stands for Occupational Safety and Health Administration, a regulatory agency that basically makes sure that businesses are adhering to the requirements or best practices of workplace and employee safety, which encompasses training, policies, and procedures.
And what is the safety environment in South Carolina these days? Are we a fairly safe manufacturing state?
We are, but that can vary from company to company. We've worked with everybody from companies that have little to no policies and procedures in place to those that are very proactive in their policy and procedure making, as well as training. And there are some voluntary programs that people can be part of and get certain certifications from the government or other regulatory agencies. So it runs the full gamut.
Now, walk us through how technology has worked its way into this industry.
We've had a lot of technology in the manufacturing industry, aerospace, pharmaceutical, and we have companies that are in those sectors in the upstate or in the entire state of South Carolina. But that's more the robotics. The equipment is digital, is higher end. It doesn't go all the way over to the people and the processes themselves. OSHA requires that you do inspections if you have fire extinguishers, ladders, forklifts, or if you drive a company truck. You have to do inspections. And up to this point, or even still, a lot of people are using paper processes, which work, but it breaks down too easily. So having a digital inspection process, it streamlines everything and makes it a whole lot easier for everybody along the chain.
How receptive are companies to moving away from paper and into today's technology? It seems like a no-brainer.
It does seem like a no-brainer, you're right. But depending on the culture of the company, meaning just people like to do things the way they've been doing them, right? It's just kind of human nature. It works. Nothing's broke. Why should we change the process? We get a lot of warm reception, and then sometimes it's not cold, but sometimes we're just going to keep doing what we're doing kind of attitudes with technology. And it really just depends on the company. Some very, very large companies still use paper processes, and then there are some very, very small companies that prefer digital. So it kind of is counterintuitive, but again, it depends on the business itself.
What are some other ways that technology is helping the safety industry?
There are plenty of other technologies that are being utilized. NFC, which is near field communication, RFID, radio frequency identification, to scan pieces of equipment that are coming in and out. For example, a forklift stacked with 8 different pallets of stuff from top to bottom, from front to back, and they need to be loaded in a particular way before they're put onto a truck, whether it's for load balancing to make sure the truck's not too heavy on one side or the other, or certain pieces of equipment need to be on top and bottom. Well, how do you verify that unless someone goes up and opens each one to see what's inside? These pieces of equipment can be tagged, and then they're scanned from front to back, top to bottom. So there's lots of different technologies that can be utilized in safety and manufacturing or other industries that streamline various processes, whether it's safety related or loading and unloading of trucks.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Nathan Bennett is Vice President of Technology at Life and Safety Consultants in Greenville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.